Good morning. Welcome to CUSD Special Board Meeting, November 24, 2009. It's 10 o'clock. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Ms. Bryson, could you lead us in the pledge?
Remembering all of our young men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan and around the world to whom we owe everything, all our freedoms, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Consideration and adoption of the agenda. Do I have someone? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 4-0. Roll call, please.
President Adonisio?
Here.
Trustee Winston?
Here.
Trustee Christensen?
Here.
Trustee Brick? Trustee Bryson?
Here.
Trustee Lopez Maddox? Trustee Palazzo?
Thank you. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 cards. As this is a special meeting, the item is conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation. The speakers are restricted to discussing that issue only. And I call Chris Corpy, followed by Eileen Vansell, Pat Wilsey, and Aaron Kutnick.
Hello. I can speak without a podium. My name is Chris Corpy. I've spoken to you before. I voted for you. It's part of the recall. I'm a little angry, so I'm going to speak very stay on top. You realize now, I hope, that no one doubts your sharp intentions. These past couple of weeks has revealed your intent to lay your hands so that all of us can now see how clearly your agenda and your motivations are in line. When you ran, and like myself, my neighbors and friends supported you. You promised to support the change in the way we elect trustees. You promised to change the way trustees are notified, how trustees notify the voters about special board meetings. And you also said you wouldn't conduct business in closed sessions. You promised that to me. I want to look at you when I say that. That was the promise you made to me when I sit in front of Trader Joe's and collected signatures to help me get where you're at. Yesterday, you gave us all 24 hours notice of this meeting and said that you were going to have that meeting in closed session. The subject to sue the county board of ed in order to stop the June election to change the way we elect trustees. You did this knowing your $1,000 a day acting superintendent was on vacation, and when the CUSD offices were closed and people wouldn't be around to watch. Shame on you. What about your promises? We now all know that the only promises you made you intended to keep were to the Beals, the Russells, and the Education Alliance. Trustee Bryson, you said in an earlier board meeting that much is said about this alliance, which is a small group of people. Nonsense. You are all supporting your campaign. Nonsense. You are all bought and paid for. And I don't say that lightly. I mean that sincerely to the deepest that I know. Watching your actions has been shameful. Sending out-of-court settlement money to the Russells and Beals and others who supported your campaigns is shameful, if not completely a conflict of interest. What about your constituents? Trustee Winston, you answered that question in front of a camera on September 15th by saying, what about? We all watched it. This should be about our schools and our kids, but it isn't. As proven by your hiring of your friend, Mr. Greer, and the appearance of Tustin resident Mark Butcher, the head of the Education Alliance, you take your marching orders from people that care nothing about this district or the students and families that depend on these public schools for their education. Clearly, you have decided to make our district your test tube. Push forward your anti-public school, anti-teachers union agenda. Taking money from our general fund and sending it to your campaign donors was shameful, but it's very consistent with trustees who respond with what about them when asked about your constituents. Your constituents are the parents and children of the voters of this district. Your constituents are residents by a handful of bitter puppeteers in Rancho Santa Margarita. Trustee Bryson, your attempts to make this about fallen soldiers and constantly making speeches about democracy are a joke. These speeches end up being all about you, and I assure you, we are not fighting and dying in our conflicts to protect school trustees who are deliberately bankrupting our district and sending money to their friends and campaign donors, while at the same time we're asking teachers in the highest performing district in the area to take 10% pay cut.
Thank you. Eileen Vansell. Trustee Bryson? One moment, ma'am. I have a fact response. That is the second time that this gentleman has stated that I made public statements supporting the change of the district prior to my election. That needs to be corrected. I never made such a statement. I came into this race less than 2 months prior to the election, and I at no time ever made any statement whatsoever concerning districting, redistricting, or anything to do with that matter. So I would like to have that corrected, and I would like to not be included in that conversation anymore. Thank you. Ms. Vansell.
Good morning. I also will be reading this as I very quickly wrote it upon the notice. I am also a parent. My eldest daughter graduated from Capitol Valley last year, and after receiving a top-notch education, she is now attending UC Berkeley. I have three more children attending CUSD schools, whose education, however, is at a precarious point. Many programs at their schools and throughout the district are on the verge of distinction and may not be available to them. Most of the activities they hope to participate in are not going to be funded in the future, putting the burden of financing on families already hard hit in this difficult economic time. So I am here today to ask you to stop spending precious district resources on anything that does not directly benefit the children in their classrooms. Please stop the spending on legal actions, which only serve to benefit lawyers and politicians. Such actions only show your self-interest and interest in self-preservation. Let the election proceed, and if you oppose it, then by all means, do so during the election process. But stop giving my children's money to lawyers.
Pat Wolsey, followed by Aaron Kutnick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Pat Wolsey. I'm a resident of San Clemente, and I teach at San Clemente High School. I submitted to you a letter and attachments addressing the issue of bi-area elections under the California Voting Rights Act. Bruce has it, I believe. Very simply, how school board trustees are elected is governed by the California Voting Rights Act. At least with regard to large school districts, bi-area trustee voting is the only method which is guaranteed to withstand challenge under the Voting Rights Act, and the only method which protects this district from the possibility of hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars, in liability. You have indicated your support of bi-area trustee voting. To put this issue out to the voters runs the risk that bi-trustee area voting may not be approved by the voters, and the district may find itself liable for violating the Voting Rights Act. Please drop this threat lawsuit. Go to the state and ask for the waiver. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Kutnick? Ms. Kutnick?
I hope you all remember the words fiscal accountability, transparency, honesty, and openness. Those were your promises to the public when you were elected. But everything you're doing right now is in direct conflict with those promises. This is wrong. You know it. But since we're headed into the holiday season, in the spirit of giving, I'm going to give you a little advice and help you do the right thing. A fully responsible, transparent, caring, and fiscally accountable trustee would make the following statement. As trustees, it is our responsibility to make tough decisions and sometimes deal with situations that we don't particularly like. We promised accountability and fiscal responsibility, and as such, we have an obligation to those who elected us to act accordingly. A petition to change the way we elect trustees was qualified, and a June election has been ordered. We would have preferred the November election for this change. However, that did not work out. We think the voters should have a right to make the decision, and under normal circumstances, that would have happened. But these are not normal circumstances. These are difficult times. We are in a severe budget crisis, and saving money for more important things, like children, has to be our first priority. We already know that we have support for the waiver, and so we will immediately call another public hearing and continue that process in order to save the money and implement the change that has been initiated by the petition. That is the only appropriate response from elected officials who actually care about their constituents and are listening to them. I recommend you try it. It's not that hard.
Thank you. There being no further comments, we recess into closed session. Thank you.